The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Nazir daf tamach hey. The Gemara on this daf deals with the halachas of Shchunas Kfaris, about moving around Kfarim and the place where a kever is found, what the dinim are, and in what area we assume has all the dinim of a kever, that there's a grave, a cemetery there. Din Kfura applies, anytime he is nifter, there's a Din Kfura that was placed to bury the mace, to bury the dead person. The shaila arises, what about a nefa, a child that's born that doesn't survive, it doesn't make it through 30 days, or let's say when a lady has a miscarriage, it's a pregnancy that's not successful, and there's a fetal demise, the child never is really properly born, well, if there's a stillborn, is there a chiv kura? Do we have to bury the nefa? Now, in Hilchos Yom Tov, it's in Tov Kuf Chav Vav, the Shulchan Aruch discusses the halacha of mila on a nefa. Usually, a nefa, they do mila on him before they bury him. But it says in the Shulchan Aruch over there, that nefalim, shenogu l'hasir al-lasim, it's for evan b'kana, asakhlu yom d'shein shagoyis. That on Yom Tov, even on Yom Tov Sheni Shagoyis, which is more calm, more lenient, on Yom Tov Sheni, not just on the region, even Yom Tov Sheni, they're not allowed to do a mila to a nefa. And the Mal says, but also to cover the Yom Tov, it's also to bury him on Yom Tov, el v'nicha al mocher. We'll leave him until the next day. And the Magen Avraham says, the Pshan der Mal, and the Pshan that is whole halacha Shulchan Aruch is, to aim mitzvah lik for nefa. There's no real halacha, they have to bury a nefa. And therefore, we're not going to be deichi Yom Tov, even Yom Tov Sheni, in order to bury this nefa, in order to bury this child who did not survive. That's why we can't do the mila on him, which the meaning is to do mila on a nefa for the kvura. And that's why we can't bury him. Wait till after Yom Tov, if you want to bury him, you can do a mila on him and then bury him. But really, there's no rush, because no real halacha that he needs kvura. Then the Magen Avraham says also the whole, that which we do a mila on nefa is not maker a dinit, only a minig. But altogether, he says that the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah seems to be that you're not mukhiv to kvura on a nefa. The Magen Avraham challenges this, the Magen Avraham has kashed on this. Magen Avraham says that in the Teres Kainim, the special drasha, that a Kain is, even though he's allowed to become Tamei for his close relatives, he's not allowed to become Tamei if he has a child that's a Nefa. It sounds like in general, it is a mitzvah to bury a Nefa, because that which a Kain becomes Tamei for his close relatives is not just because he wants to become Tamei for them, it's because he has to be involved in their Kura, and anything which is for the purpose of taking care of them and bringing them to proper burial, that's where a Kain is allowed to become Tamei for his 7 close relatives. And here it says in the Teres Kainim that if he has a child that's a nefa, he's not allowed to become tamei for them. That means that although there's going to be a kvura, there's going to be a burial of nefa, and from Ikar Adin, it seems to have a makar in the Torah, that the Shasma and Torah already, there was a kvura going on for a nefa, for a child who did not survive, still says that by a kain, he does not have to become tamei for the kvura, for the burial of a child, of a son or daughter that's a nefa, that did not survive, that was not born in a healthy way. But we see that in general, it is a mitzvah to bury a nefa. He says that he's seen the Gemara Nida, that the Kusim, they didn't bury them in the Nephilim, they just left them anywhere, they didn't take care of them properly and bury them. It sounds like we do bury them. The Kusim, they didn't bury them properly. It's before in other places in the Gemara, they used to make kuchen, special way, how they were buried in the Nephilim. He said there was a kvura going on for a Nephil. That's what the Magen Avraham comes out. So Magen Avraham said that certainly, any time that there's a tzadat, the ben kayoma, that this child could have lived and something went wrong and he died within 30 days, certainly there needs a kvura. But even if it's really clear that's a nefa, that could have survived, it's not so pashut. Could be there really is a din to bury it. It's a chiyav kvura. If we take a look at the mishnah over there, it's from a Tavkuf Chaval, he also goes back and forth with by a nefa, there's din kvura, there's din to bury. And he says, the Arsim Achrenim will argue and tell Halacha that Nefa doesn't really need a Kura. And according to them, Kura is Nefalim not a mitzvah. Nefa also is a mitzvah to bury it. Not only in the case where there's a tzad, that we think that maybe it was really a Ben Kayama, really could have survived and something went wrong and the child was nifter in infancy, even in the case where we know clearly that was a Nefa, still is a mitzvah to bury it. And he says in Kain, Ephesh, Akvam, Mahatib, Yom Tashan, the Akkam, maybe in Yom Tashan, Shagolis, we should allow a guy to take care of the Kura for us. Mr. Burr has to look in the Chachmas Olam about this halacha. So this seems to be a big shiloh if there's a chiv kvura by a nefa. And it seems that maybe the Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber Derma, don't take so seriously this halacha they have to do a kvura by a nefa. They say only if there's a tzad, maybe that was a ben kayama, then you'd have to do a kvura, but a real nefa does not need kvura. But our achrenim, which is brought down in Mishnah Berurah, are of the opinion that a nefa does need kvura as well. There's a tshuva on the Marsham, Shalosh Tshuvos Marasham Chelik Dalit Simakuf Mamvav, where the Marasham, he talks about very short that he got a shiloh of a lady of a miscarriage, and it was at the end of the first trimester, it was about 3 months in, and the Marasham says in such a case definitely there's no thing for it. Definitely there's no need to bury the navel, to bury the fetus that came out. And he says he should look in the Sefer Arches Chaim from his Machudin, from the Marasham's Machudin, hearing it was Yomtim and Simatavkov Chaval, and the Marasham says, look at what I wrote in my Haggais and my Machudin Sefer. The Marasham had the Machudin wrote a Sefer Arches Chaim on the Arches Chaim. And the Marasham himself wrote a Haggais to add on different things on what his Machudin wrote in the Sefer. And if you look in Arachaim, some Tavkuk Chavav, Siftas, and Sifyud, in the Sefer Arachas Chaim and the Marasham's Haggais, there they both bring the Arachas Chaim and the Marasham bring different shittas, whether a Nefel needs Kfura or not. So though we do come out that a Nefel, Nefel does need Kfura, and the minhag is to bury a Nefel, the Marasham is telling us in the Tshuva that much we can still say that only if it was a full term pregnancy and the child was born and didn't survive, or if it was stillborn or something to that effect. But if it was a miscarriage, even at the end of the first trimester, made it to a full 3 months, the Marasham is saying that does not require Kfura, does not need burial. On the other hand, the child's shoe is different Malkiel. He got a shiloh in regards to Pidin HaBen. The question was that a lady miscarried, and there was no real form of a child that she miscarried. There was a shvir she'enim rukim. It was like a sack which didn't have any, there was no real child inside. And a bloated ovum or something to that effect, it would be called now medical terms. And the question was, if the next child that's born after it gets a Pidin HaBen or not, can you make a Pidin HaBen on the next child and even make a bracha on the Pidin HaBen? And the different Malkiel comes out over there that you can make a Pidin HaBen on the next child that's born. The next child is considered a Petarechem, because this empty sack that came out is not considered like she already had a Petarechem. We don't have to worry that there's really a child inside. So it's not considered that she gave birth yet. The next child that will be born, if it's a boy, that's when we'll make the Pidin HaBen on the next child. But along the way, the different Malkiel makes mention in regards to checking out that when a lady miscarries, if there's a baby inside, there is merukim, not merukim. Merukim means that there's already a form of a child inside. Is there already a child inside that has the form of a child, or is there nothing inside? It's just the withers and just different things that aren't really pieces that don't have the form of a child. And the Malkiel says that you always have to check when the lady miscarries, you always have to check if the vav is merukim or not, if he has the form of rikim evarim, if he already has the form of a child, because otherwise, you don't know if you have to bury the child or not. You have to check in order to know about burial. It's about Kfura. So that means we see from the different Malkiel, the Malkiel is talking about Klai, so clearly it was not the end of the first trimester yet, it was much earlier on, and still the different Malkiel is saying that once it's already a Vlad Merukim, once it's already the form of a child, he says then you have to do a Kfura. And not only that, it sounds like from the different Malkiel that even if you're not sure if the child is Merukim or not, if he had the form of a person yet, of a child, you already have to do a Kfura. Only if it's clear the child is not Merukim, or like in this case where he discussed the Shvir Shin Merukim, the empty sack that was full of withers and other things that was not merukim at all, that's when you did not have to do a kfura. However, if there's already the form of a child, even there might be the form of a child, you already have to do kfura. So we see that the different Malkiel is being more machmer than the Marasham. Marasham is saying that's not so posh, you have to bury a nifl altogether. So that much we could say that if it's a miscarriage, even at the end of the first trimester, it does not require kfura. However, the different Malkiel is being more machmer, and he is saying that any time there's already the form of a child, or even if there might be the form of a child, you already have to do kfura. Only if it's clear that it's not a vlad merukim, then does not require a proper burial. Does not require a kfura. The guy with the etzem shiloh that the Malkiel got in regards to Pidin HaBen, if a lady is mapul, she miscarries, and it's just a shvir she'enim merukim, there's no proper form, could we do Pidin HaBen on the next child? Most achrayim do agree with the different Malkiel. It's brought down in the Pesach Shuvah and Yerdeyasim and Shinhei, Sivkan Chav Tes. Over there, the Ramah brings from Marik that if a lady miscarries and the child is not merukim, doesn't have the proper form of a child, so the next child that's born afterwards, we could do a Pidin HaBen on that child. The Chacham Tzvi argues this sack of Marik and the Ramah. However, most achrayim, the Behuda, Sefer, brought down the Pesach Shuvah over there, they say he could do a Pidin HaBen on the next child, and that's the way the Dibur Malkiel is Bimachriya as well. He knows about the Chacham Tzvi's opinion, but he's saying that Halacha is like the Marik and the Ramah and the Behuda and Chacham Sefer, like all these big Paiskim, who say he could do a Pidin HaBen on the next child. Now, along the way, the Dibur Malkiel is telling us that you always have to check anyway, even if it's not going to be a question of Pidin HaBen, even if it's not the firstborn, because you have to know in regards to Kfura. Now, one reason why one would be Nizar, why some Paiskim say it's important to bury a nefel, is because of Tumas Kahanim. The halacha is that Kahanim, even as man azeh, are not allowed to become tummy from a mace. So now Kahanim, they want to avoid becoming tummy from a mace. If a nefel, if nefalim, are left lying around, so then it's very likely that a kohen will become tummy from them. The kohen will be in the same oil, or a kohen might even come into direct contact with this nefel. So now we want to make sure that Kahanim don't become tummy from a mace. So once the mace is buried, then we're safe. Then we know the kohen knows to stay away from a basic forest, and he won't become tummy from this mace. So a nefel, if one does not take care of a proper kfura, then there's the risk of a kohen becoming tummy. Now, in terms of Tumas Kahanim, the halacha is clear. If we look in Yerdeyasim and Shin Samach Tastif Aleph and the Tazir Sakon Aleph that Nefel does create some Asmeis, and that Kohen has to be careful not to become something from Nefel as well. And the Bitchachu over there brings down from Nabi Yehuda that Nabi Yehuda is very clear that once the pregnancy survived 40 days, it's 41 days into the pregnancy, and then the lady miscarries, so then the Nefel that comes out does have some Asmeis, and the Kohen does have to be careful not to become something from it. The only thing is that Nabi Yehuda seems to come out, he's not 100% clear, but he seems to come out that again, the only way there's going to be Tumas Meis is if the Vlad is Merukim, if he already has a little bit of the form and the tzura of a child, he has a form of a baby. Very often when the pregnancy is a failed pregnancy and that's why it ends up a miscarriage, something is really wrong all along, something is wrong from the beginning, and therefore even if it made it 41 days into the pregnancy, which would be the gestational age of 8 weeks, the way the doctors count it nowadays, could be the child didn't make it to that stage of development, and that's why it ended up the way it ended up with the Hapala, with the miscarriage. So the Navida seems to say that it does have to be a Vlad Merukim in order for there to be Tumas Meis and for a Kohen to have to be careful. However, the Navida says that if we're not sure if the Vlad is Merukim or not, then the Kohen still have to be careful. And they have to be chayish b'chumra, and they have to afraid maybe is a vlad merukim, and it's issur deraisa of them becoming tamei. Although we're not dealing with chayav krisis, we are dealing with issur deraisa over here. A kohen is not allowed to become tamei min ha'tera for a mace, even as man is there. And therefore, if there's a suffix, if the vlad is merukim or not, if he already has the form of a child or not, the kohen has to be careful not to become tamei from it. Maybe this is how we can understand why the different malkiyot takes such a strong stance in regards to kfirah of a nefel. Although it's not so posh that the ikar din a nefel is kfirah at all, and that affects the halachas of doing kfirah on yom tov and doing mila on yom tov on a nefel. That we're very machmer on that, like we see in the Shulchan Aruch Nuchos Yom Tov. That's because Me'ikar Adin, it could be a Nefel that's not required for altogether. Like we saw the Marsham and his Mechudna have a whole back and forth, they bring many different places in both directions, whether or not a Nefel needs Kfura. However, even if a Nefel from Hilchos Kfura does not need a Kfura, does not need burial, beside the Nefel's own halachas, however, in order to protect the Kahanim from being Gometame from this Nefel, it's important that there should be a proper Kfura done. And the Rebbe is saying that once the pregnancy made into the 41st day, it was a 40 day long pregnancy, now when she miscarries, it's considered she gave birth, and the child is considered like a regular mace, as long as there's any sad of the Vlad is Merukim, even if we're not sure if the Vlad is Merukim, we have to go to Chumrah, and Kohen has to be careful not to become Tamei from this Nefel. And maybe that's why the Malkiel says it's important to do a proper Kfura on this Nefel that might be Merukim, we're not sure if it's Merukim, in order to protect the Kohen from becoming Tamei. And that's why the Malkiel is Machmir. However, the Marsham says that if it's even at the end of the first trimester by miscarriage, does not require a Kfura, and therefore, hopefully, it should never happen to anybody, but if a pregnancy ever ends in miscarriage, once you ask a shayla about whether they're mechuyev to kfura or not, because although different malkiyot seems to be very machmer, it says basically once it's an 8 week long pregnancy, in almost all cases it's going to have a kfura. Nefel is going to require a kfura. The marsham is more mekel. Different places can go different ways. Some places can say it has to be something in between the marsham and different malkiyot. They say that we don't wait till the end of the first trimester. However, we do say that it has to be clear to us that there's some sort of form or shape of a child, and the fact that there's a suffix that maybe there's some rikum, maybe it has some sort of a form, is not enough to require a kfura. So once you ask his own shayla in regards to Kfura, but in regards to Kain becoming Tame, Kain should certainly be careful, like Nadia says, that once it's a pregnancy that lasts into the 41st day, once it's past what the doctors would call 8 weeks, Kain should certainly be careful not to come into contact with the Snefel, in order to, and like we said, that there's Kain says that Kain cannot become Tame, even if his own child is Snefel, in order that the Kain should not get involved in the Issa Deraisa of becoming Tame Lemes.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.